Is my old hay good to use? I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Some years are better than others for forage production, and sometimes you might have bales that are sitting around your farm for several years. Is that hay necessarily good to use? Ultimately, putting up hay is a way of preserving forage by limiting moisture, and Ben Beckman, Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator, says that as long as it stays dry, it stays stable.
While we often assume older hay means lower quality, losses are usually less about age and more about storage. Once moisture shows up, quality begins to slip. We actually have proof of that. There are documented bales put up in the sandhills in the late 1940s that were stored dry for decades. And even when tested in 2024, quality wasn't nearly as poor as you'd expect. That tells us that age alone isn't driving quality loss. Storage conditions are.
He says in real-world conditions, anytime a bale gets warm or wet enough, microbes will become active again.
As they grow, they use the bale itself for energy, which means we're losing dry matter. The feed itself is literally disappearing. That dry matter loss usually shows up first as a decline in TDN. Microbes go after the most digestible, high-energy parts of the plant, leaving behind more fiber and less usable energy. Crude protein is more complicated. We can lose protein through leaf shatter or weathering, but because protein is measured as a percentage of dry matter, it doesn't always decline the same way that energy does. Moisture and heating can also damage protein and reduce availability.
And when you store bales outside, it would make sense that a lot of the loss of quality and damage happens to the outside of the bale.
Especially with round bales, where a major portion of the total bale resides. Cows often sort and refuse the more highly weathered material, so actual intake can be much lower than a forage test can suggest. Despite that issue, forage testing older hay is critical. It's the best way to get an accurate picture of what your cattle are actually consuming and make sound feeding decisions.
All in all, if you've got some old hay laying around, as long as it's been dry and it looks normal, it's probably okay to use. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.